The U.S. Supreme Court this morning ruled that President Donald Trump is not immune to prosecution over his tax returns. 7-2 agreed that a New York prosecutor can obtain President Trump's financial records. But in a separate case, it's also prevented Congress from obtaining similar documents. I spoke to Washington correspondent Simon Marks earlier. He outlined the thinking behind the cases and the differing rulings.
The first case relates to prosecutorial investigations that are underway in New York by U.S. District Attorney Cy Vance, who, of course, is digging into all the financial arrangements that were in place at President Trump's businesses, looking into his family, his entire inner sanctum, assisted by the chief financial officer of the Trump Organization, who agreed some months ago to cooperate with that investigation. The first Supreme Court ruling said that President Trump now has to comply with subpoenas forcing him to hand his tax returns and financial documents over to New York investigators. The second case related to the desire of Democrats in the House of Representatives to get their hands on President Trump's tax returns. Remember that back in 2018, the Democrats in midterm elections took control of the House of Representatives. Elections have consequences, and one of the consequences for the White House was that the Democrats decided they were going to launch investigations into President Trump's business affairs, and they wanted his tax returns. The Supreme Court today said they can't have them yet. That case has to go back to a lower court. It may well be that ultimately the Supreme Court rules that the tax returns have to be handed over, but that's not going to happen, we don't think, this side of the November presidential election. So the documents that the president's been told he's got to furnish are those that have to go to prosecutors in New York, prosecutors who are unlikely, highly unlikely, to release them into the public domain, but may one day use them to go and knock on the door of a grand jury in New York and say, we believe we've got the legal basis to pursue criminal prosecutions against the Trump Organization, maybe the president himself, other senior figures within it. So in that regard, by a vote of 7-2, an overwhelmingly lopsided vote, this was a disastrous day for President Trump.
That's our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks.